The last main category of how ADHD is linked to emotional dysregulation is biological triggers. Up to 70% of ADHDers have a natural delay in their internal clock. This means that their brains don't start releasing melatonin until much later at night. This is like 2 hours later. So even if they go to bed early, they just lie there awake. And then you add in the racing background noise of the brain, that loud default mode network, and difficulty calming down, and what you end up with is a lot of ADHDers end up chronically sleep deprived, and that makes it much harder to regulate emotions. Now again, this topic deserves a whole video, so stay tuned. But let's talk about hanger. People with ADHD often struggle to eat on a regular schedule because the same brain networks that manage attention and time awareness and self-regulation, those same networks also control hunger cues and routines. So when you're hyper-focused, you might not notice that you're hungry until you're shaky and irritable. Or when you're distracted or overwhelmed, preparing food can feel like an impossible task. So this irregular eating pattern causes these blood sugar spikes and crashes, which intensifies emotional dysregulation, and that can lead to irritability, anxiety, and impulsivity. Again, with ADHD and these changes, it almost never works to just try harder. That's like telling someone who needs glasses that they just need to try harder to see. That just won't get them very far. They need glasses. And if you've got ADHD, you need systems that change the environment around you to work for you. So make it easier to get sleep and hydrated by keeping granola bars and water bottles nearby, okay? Second one is sleep. Get better sleep. This is easier said than done, but do your best. Again, video incoming. Exercise and nature time have both been shown to improve mood and focus. Manage your environment to deal with sensory overload. Now again, guys, I know I'm just listing these ideas, but out of everything I say in this segment, choose one. Go do your ADHD-fueled research on the topic, pick one action item.